Well, you probably can't have a legendary event without recognizing people that are legendary in the field. And each year, World Dairy Expo recognizes, four individuals. We recognize a dairy woman, a dairy man, an industry person, and an international person of the year. And each of these four individuals have obviously made significant contributions to the business on a grand scale. Our Dairyman of the Year this year hails from Tyrone, Pennsylvania. He's Mr. David Heilman from Heilman Farms, and he's been extremely active on an international basis and has worked a great deal with cooperatives to definitely advance the dairy industry, not just in Pennsylvania, but on a global scale. And I know that he is looking forward to a trip to Madison. It's a trip that he makes quite often, as a matter of fact. Daphne Holterman from the state of Wisconsin is the Dairy Woman of the Year, and that doesn't necessarily happen every year, so we're thrilled that Daphne is being honored. She and her husband Lloyd manage Rosie Lane Holsteins in Watertown, Wisconsin, and Daphne, of course, has been a real strong spokesperson for the dairy industry. And we're really pleased to recognize her on Wednesday evening at World Dairy Expo. This year's Industry Person of the Year is Morris Corr, and many people know him from his affiliation with the American Jersey Cattle Club, but he also has been a very key player with the National Dairy Shrine for the last 10 years leading up to his retirement. So he's coming from Columbus, Ohio, and will be definitely among friends at World Dairy Expo. The International Person of the Year is best known because of his hand in developing Interbull, the scale that people use on an international basis to evaluate bull statistics when you're selecting sires for matings. He was very instrumental in standardizing all that information so that when you selected a bull from England, you knew that the numbers you're looking at were comparable to what you're looking for from a bull from the States. And likewise, this is in many, many countries throughout the world. So it's definitely helped to standardize the scales we use to evaluate genetics on a global basis. And his name is Dr. Jan Philipsen. He's a professor at the Uppsala University in Sweden. So we're going to be learning a little bit more about the Swedish dairy industry this year.
How are these people selected? What's the criteria?
I'm glad you asked, Bob, because I'm hoping that people listening will take this to heart. There's anyone who's active in the dairy business probably has someone that served as a mentor or has really given them a leg up at some point during their career. And that's what happens is people nominate these individuals. And a lot of them do it on the sly, so it's kind of interesting. They have to do some digging and be really secretive about it. But you basically tell on the nomination form what this person's life history is, you know, what their significant contributions to the dairy business are. And those are due in February of the year. Or I should say they're due in February, and that selection is made shortly thereafter. So we know usually by March who our honorees are for the following year. But would like to encourage anybody listening, if you know of someone that has made some really important contributions, I mean, to the dairy industry, it would be a great idea to nominate them for these awards. They're outstanding individuals. Each and every year I say to myself, there's no way you can top these four people that we're honoring this year, and each year there are four more people that rise to the top. And it always is a fun evening to recount, you know, what people have devoted their life to.
They are some impressive stories, and certainly, especially from the international side of things, in that we don't hear that much about some of those people, do we?
And remarkably, some of those people you do. It's amazing how well-traveled and well-written some of these people are. I mean, they literally are people that are stepping off the pages of books. And I think maybe that kind of plays into our legendary theme this year. When we were selecting that theme, we were thinking that is what Expo's like. It's all the who's who in the dairy business. And the nice thing about the show is you don't have to be a who's who to attend. I mean, it's built for anybody that milks dairy cows, that derives their living in some fashion from the dairy cow. And it's as relevant to someone from Tanzania as it is to someone from Wisconsin.
Now, speaking of international, of course, you also deal with the media at the show every year, and that's become a very diverse group as well, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we talk about the attendees and the commercial exhibitors hailing. Well, the commercial exhibitors come from more than two dozen different countries. So talk about a global trade show. The attendees have come from as many as 90 different countries. And the media that come to the show kind of reflect that as well. Last year we had 226 journalists register for the show. Now, those are the ones that physically came and got a name badge to wear during the week. They hailed from 15 different countries and 20 different states and represented 68 print publications and 19 web-based companies, 9 television stations, and 21 radio broadcast networks. So you got to believe World Dairy Expo has been broadcast to everybody and anybody on the face of the planet who cares about cows.
What's their main interest, especially for the foreign journalists?
You know, that's interesting. What we survey each year the attendees, and we find that the domestic attendees are coming for two reasons. The first being they come for the trade show because it is the world's largest dairy-focused trade show, and literally everything that you could possibly need to profitably manage a herd of cows it's in one place. You can come and see and hear about it all in Madison during the week of World Dairy Expo. And second to that, the domestic attendees come for the dairy cattle show. Now, when you pull the internationals, it's a huge flip-flop the other way. They're predominantly coming to see the dairy cattle and the genetics. They come for the shows and the sales, and secondarily for the technology and the trade show portion of it. But that's not to discount either in the eyes of the attendees. I mean, they both are saying that, you know, they're coming for both. But it's interesting how very, very keen to see the cows the internationals are. And typically, those publications that come to the show from abroad are coming because they represent a particular breed magazine.
Foreign predominantly from South America. I know a few years back there was a surge from Eastern Europe after the Eastern Bloc had changed. Any particular trends in the foreign journalists?
Really, really, we've seen a surge in coverage from Argentina in particularly. And you know, it's interesting, each year we keep track of the international attendees and actually fly the flags of those countries that have the highest number of delegates there in any given year. So those top five countries have their flags flying at World Dairy Expo and flag circle each year. Now last year, the Canadians and the people from Mexico, you know, always duke it out for one and two, it seems. And that makes sense. You know, the proximity makes it a much easier trip perhaps for them. And typically then we have the Netherlands in the hunt, as well as last year it was the United Kingdom and Germany. Brazil has been in there. Argentina's flag flew just a couple of years ago. So we do have a lot of people coming from South America and Europe, especially. The Australians are well represented at World Dairy Expo, and New Zealand this year as well, and as far as the commercial exhibitors go. If you're listening and you're planning a trip to World Dairy Expo, the first thing you may want to do before you leave, log on to worlddairyexpo.com and plan your trip. Really, everything you need to know is right there at your fingertips, and particularly when you've got 740-plus companies on exhibit, it's a huge campus, a huge amount of territory to cover. I would really recommend you plan your trip and plan every footstep because you won't want to waste a one. There's so much to take in, and guaranteed, whether you spend a day or 5 days at World Dairy Expo, there's going to be you're going to profit from the experience for the next 365 days.